Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Jan and Tyler.
Hello and welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast. I am Keon.
And I'm Tyler.
And we're your podcast personal trainers for today, the 28th of December.
Yes.
I know it's the 20th. I've looked at the date before now, Tyler. So it's not like I'm asking a question anymore. Because if you listen to our earlier podcasts, I was like kind of...
Isn't today the 28th?
Oh, shoot. Dang it.
So it's
I said Monday. Dang it.
So Tuesday 29th.
Yeah, Tuesday 29th. Dang it.
Oh, was right.
You were right. Way to go, Ty.
I don't know why I knew.
I was so confident this time, too. Oh, well.
It happens.
Looking into a new year. Very exciting. New Year's being my favorite holiday. I love it.
Why is it your favorite holiday?
Because everyone but the Chinese celebrate it. Not like I want... Not like I want to disclude the Chinese. But it's like everyone in the world celebrates it. And it's kind of fun. So, speaking... Okay. My grandma is of a classic... No, she's kind of racist. Let's just put it that way. On my dad's side.
Okay.
She's from Iran, doesn't speak English well, but I'm not even sure if I should be telling this story right now, but we go over to their house yesterday or the day before, whatever, and we get, like, tea there and blah, 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 and my mom brings up the topic that my little brother has a new girlfriend, which he's weird about talking about her, which is... a whole nother story in and of itself.
Huh.
But, so he shows the picture of her, and, which was entertaining, because my grandma thinks that he can do better or something like that, which I was like, no. Regardless, she's a great girl. And okay. Gabe's a great guy. So, it works out. But then, like, I
can do better purely on that look-wise?
Yeah, she doesn't look... like, she's
I haven't seen her, so
she's a beautiful girl. Okay. Like, Gabe got really angry. Anyway, going back to the whole Asian thing, so me and her get in a conversation, I drag her over here, I distract her from Gabe so that he doesn't hit her. Not that he's a violent person.
He was angry.
He was very angry.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Understandable.
Your grandma said, oh, you can do better than D, then I would be angry.
Yeah.
For you. So I get her over here, and we get into the concept of me getting married and blah, blah. I'm like, somehow we get on that. The very end, the tail end, she's like, and never marry an Asian.
But why? Did you ask her why?
Yes, obviously. Like, why would I? She's like, because they're not beautiful and they're cheap. I was like, are you serious? And she's like, yes. I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, no. Like, it was kind of funny up to that point. I was like, oh, haha, she doesn't want me to, like, marry an Asian. That's kind of funny. But no, she was actually, like, serious about it. And I was like, man, I can't believe that. Kind of, like, within my own family, that kind of stuff. And technically, I'm half Persian, Iranian. Iran is on the continent of Asia.
Oh, yeah.
I'm half Asian.
My favorite thing to do is meet a Russian and say, oh, so you're Asian.
Right.
And they flip out, and they're like, no, we're not. I was like, what continent are you on? Asia. So you're Asian.
Right.
But we're not Asian. We're Russian.
Yeah, but you're Asian.
But you're Asian. I'm North American.
Right. Well, technically, you're Indo-European or something like that.
Well, as an American,
right, but let's go heritage-wise.
Yeah, heritage.
Don't you, like, European. Not know or something?
I figured it out. I'm European, like, mutt,
right.
For the most part.
But what's, like, the predominant?
English, French, Welsh, and I want to say it's German.
German. Okay. That's a good way to go. All right, I can handle that. So today we are taking on, it's kind of a question / comment that I found really, since yesterday we talked about a really depressing email, well not depressing, just really poorly stated email or contact. So today we were talking about something a lot more entertaining. Today's happy mail. The rest of the week we're going to be talking about, on Thursday, we're going to be talking about goals and starting the year off right, And then tomorrow we're talking about picking up on people in the gym, which is very entertaining to me.
I'd say like gym etiquette and gym.
We're talking about booty calls. No, I'm kidding. Not booty calls, but you know.
Just how to build relationships.
Yeah, build relationships in a gym and not be a creeper.
Sexual or non.
Right. So I'm going to read the email, which Tyler has not.
I know parts of heard. It, but nothing exciting.
All right. So, the email is from a woman. Her name is Emily. And so, I'm going to take out certain things just so that people won't, you know, whatever. She won't be identified. You know, just to protect the innocent. Mm-hmm. Hey, guys. I just found your podcast and I'm working my way through all the episodes. I really enjoy your approach to fitness and things without being all hardcore, quote-unquote, do this or you will get fat and die. It's nice to see you can take a serious look at health and fitness without taking it too far. You have a good bit of humor and info, which makes your podcast easier to listen to than others. Okay, enough about your awesomeness, which I can take all day, personally.
I could, too. And I find it interesting that this email is written roughly the exact same as yesterday's email, but just in reverse in happiness.
Right.
The first sentence is basically, I can respect you and your awesomeness. And that's basically how the first one started yesterday.
Right.
Except it's more condescending and bitchy.
And let's look at this. The grammar is really great in this one.
Oh, that's good.
No.
That really bothered you about
yesterday. Oh, it pissed me the hell off. Because, I mean, that's what I studied in college. Like, oh, I studied
so funny.
Whatever. My name is Emily, and I'm 25, and I live in a place in America.
What state?
Indiana.
Oh, okay.
So I guess we can say Indiana.
You didn't say her last name, so...
Exactly, she didn't give me her last name, which is good. I have always been the fat kid with the fat siblings in a fat family. A year ago, I decided to embark on a journey that had been told I couldn't be done or wouldn't be sustainable.
That sounds so epic.
It really does, actually. Like, Emily...
I know, honestly, like, from... Emily, is your name correct? If she's been the fat kid forever, like, I'm picturing her as quite large.
Well, I think she goes into her...
It is a journey, I'd almost say.
Absolutely.
For very large people.
It's a journey for everyone, because the thing is, this whole fitness thing goes until the day you die.
Yeah.
You know? I work in a gym that's very geriatric in its population, and...
That means oldies.
Yeah, the old ones. And they are some of the coolest people I know, and they are so committed to their fitness. They come in every day, and they, you know, they know what they're doing. Well, they know their program.
Yeah.
So, whatever. Continuing. I decided I was tired of being the big girl. I am 6 foot, and at the time weighed 329.
329?
329. Okay. She's now down 65 pounds, and I've participated in 4 races this past year. 1 2-mile and 3 5Ks.
Okay, so she was 6 foot, 320, so 330 really.
330.
And now she's 6 foot, 270.
265.
Oh, 265?
Well, because 65 minus 330 is 300, but minus 35 is 65.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I have signed up for the Indianapolis Festival 500 Marathon in May, which is the largest half marathon in the nation with 35,000 participants. I've also made it my goal by the race to have lost 100 pounds. So I think she means 100 pounds total, not 100 pounds more.
4 months.
Because that would bring her to 165, which, I mean, in all honesty, she could do, but would not be the most healthy thing.
At 6 foot, yeah.
I mean, just dropping 100 pounds in that short period of time is not the most healthful thing.
Oh, yeah.
A few months ago, I started working with a trainer, of sorts. She just recently graduated from college. So this is the actual question that we're getting into.
Oh, okay.
So, first of all, congratulations, Emily. That's pretty badass.
Yeah.
I'm very... This is like one of my... Like, I read this and I was like, this person is why I do fitness. This person is awesome. She just recently graduated from college with a degree in kinesiology, and her rates were cheap. A question of mine is, this is the question. How do I know I have a good trainer? The only thing I know about fitness is what we did in gym class, in school, and what I've seen on The Biggest Loser. Do people really do bunny hops and the crab walk outside of elementary school PE class? She has us do other body weight exercises like lunges, sprints, squats, bear crawls, plyo box step-ups, push-ups, and core work. But I don't know how to tell whether I'm wasting my money or I'm actually getting a good training session. I mean, I sweat and all, Sometimes I feel like I might die, and I feel like I'm getting a good workout. But am I really getting a personal trainer? I was listening to your podcast about some trainer having a lady work with the kettlebells and the Bosu ball,
and you were
saying it was a crock of poo, and that she was that he was making her do that. Well, the kettlebell and the Bosu ball on their own are great, but when you combine them into random crazy stuff, that's where you get into it. Because a kettlebell can be a great piece of equipment, so can a Bosu ball, but when you combine them, they can get really dangerous. Getting back to the letter, I just don't know how to tell if my trainer is legit or a crock of poo, which is a great phrase. I like that one. Any advice would be totally awesome. Thanks so much for your podcast, Emily. So we're talking about how to, since, I mean, leading up to the new year, a lot of people are going to either meet with a trainer or hire a trainer.
Yes.
Or go to boot camps, group sessions, etc., and etc. So, how do you know? I mean, like, how do we know, like, who's a good trainer? I mean, one marker, which is subjective in a lot of ways, is do they look like they're fit?
Yeah.
I mean, this is just a cursory example, but if a person doesn't look like they're fit, you have to question, well, how do they know how to get me fit?
Yeah.
If they can't do it on their own bodies.
You're not going to go to a nutritionist that's fat.
Right.
Why would you go to a personal trainer that's fat? Or, you know, why would you go to a, you know, psychologist that
was crazy?
That literally is crazy, you know,
right,
themselves. So that's a perfect example.
But, I mean, mind you, fit doesn't mean six-pack abs,
yeah,
chiseled and bald, just healthy.
Oh, yeah.
Because I work with some great personal trainers, and they're not, like, sculpted gods, but they're healthy individuals, and they know what they're talking about.
Another thing is, if you're looking at someone, I mean, this is judgmental and whatnot, but I would always pick a personal trainer that their body is what I would want.
Okay, yeah. But, I mean, see, the thing is, I know how to train. Like, my main clientele is middle-aged women.
No, and I get that, but what I'm saying is,
and I doubt
is, like,
a middle-aged woman would want to look like me.
But the you equivalent in a female form.
But even still, because I train power and whatever, and I do Pilates and whatnot, so I can understand that.
That was kind of where I'm going, is that, like, I'm going to go to a trainer that, like, there's some trainers that I see that are, like, the super, they look anorexic, like, they're the really thin ones, and it's just because they have freak metabolism.
Right, or they are marathoners.
Yeah,
or whatever.
And so those people I'll listen to them and see what they do, but that's not really my kind of goal. Let alone, you know, the big, bulky, you know, bodybuilder type guys. Really not my,
right,
where I go, so.
And, I mean, there can be great people in all of these categories. We're just giving an example.
Yeah.
Like, I trained with a guy, with one of, the guy who competed against Arnold Schwarzenegger in his final competition. He probably should have won, in all honesty, but whatever. He was one of the kindest personal trainers I knew, and very intelligent. And trained mostly, again, middle-aged moms. So, there are exceptions to these rules. But getting back to Emily's question. One big marker is, do you like how they make you feel?
I was going to say, the way that they encourage you or get you motivated
is huge.
Is a huge thing.
Some people like the Turner Burn, you know, get fit or die! You know, kind of a mentality. And I'm not a fan. And it's Emily. Sounds like you're not a fan. But you have to make it feel like it meshes together.
Yeah. I am not a fan of yelling at people or being yelled at. So that's, to know if they're a good personal trainer, I guess that'd be more of good for you in the realm. So I would say the way that they encourage you, and if you're, this is kind of, if you're looking forward, or I would say not looking forward to
the sessions,
your sessions, then it's a good personal trainer as well.
Right. So if
you
shouldn't actually
be dreading them.
Right. Because the thing is, what you mentioned earlier, the not sustainable part of your journey, you have to like what you do. Uh-huh. I mean, and you've already lost a ton of weight, and that's awesome. But if you don't like it, you're never going to, I mean, not never, but it's going to be much harder to sustain it. So I definitely encourage you to find a trainer or an activity that you enjoy. So if you enjoy the boot camps, that's a good marker. As far as kinesiology students, now I have mixed feelings about them because they learn the science of kinesiology, which is fantastic. But here's also the stitch about that, is that a lot of the stuff they learn is not practical. They'll learn a bunch of different segmented movements, but it won't flow, and there's no structure to it. So if it sounds good, I mean, that's another marker for, especially in this case, Emily, that you're in the right direction. So if she's just getting on her feet, her rates are cheap, awesome.
Yeah, that's a good for you. Also, what I would say is, Keon might disagree with you with this one, but uh-huh. I'm one of those people that you should feel it, but not hate it the next morning.
I agree.
Where, you know, if, you shouldn't. Yeah, there's the soreness, it should be there. You should, but I've had days where I had a hard time walking the next day.
Right.
Those are the days that I relook at, what did I do yesterday? What was the workout I did? Okay, I probably shouldn't have done this, 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 and this.
Right.
And so if you're getting those kind of results after being with her, you're going to get hurt faster, and you might not see the results that you want because you're probably going to not want to work out so much if you're that sore.
Exactly. Another good thing, I mean, since Emily, this might not apply to you, but ask for testimonials, ask for referrals, talk to people who have been with the trainer for a while, ask if they have pictures of them before the trainer.
Yeah.
All of these things are reasonable questions.
Agreed. You said, I don't know if this was you saying we or she saying we. It made it sound like there was a boot camp.
It sounds like a boot camp.
Type thing.
Working with a trainer, she's graduated college.
Somewhere you said we a couple of times. It made it seem like she was working with other
people. She has us do. Yeah, so I'm guessing it's like
us and stuff like that. Yeah. So it makes me sound like it's either like a class at the gym or a boot camp type thing.
It sounded like boot camps to me, yeah. That's just
boot camps are great. Mm-hmm. I enjoy them. They're great for cardio and building muscle and stuff like that. But, and that will probably work out good for you right now. It's Emily, right?
Yes.
For some reason in my head, I want to say Kimberly, but no, it's Emily. I know it's Emily. So that's probably working out great for you. But later on, I would probably go more towards a personal trainer so that you can pinpoint aspects of what you want to do, because this isn't really going to help your marathon running.
True.
Either.
I love the bootcamp style. I think that they're great for the majority. But yeah, when you get into the point where you want to, like Tyler was saying, target certain aspects of your either your athletic event, or you want to target certain body parts or certain whatever, that's when you can go into the one-on-one or even smaller group, like 2 to 3 people group training sessions. That's probably the way to go. One thing we haven't really talked about yet, and this is where we're going to get, I think we've been circling it, but into the education of the person and the certifications and time spent, et cetera, et cetera. So education's huge. Tyler and I, neither of us have degrees in kinesiology or biomechanics. We are both, well, we're whatever. that sounded really awkward,
yeah,
didn't it?
Sounded weird.
But we've been working in the fitness industry for 5 years minimum, and so we know our way around the fitness industry. So the longer you spend in the industry, the better the likelihood of your trainer is to be good.
Oh yeah, it's
that was like a Tyler sentence, man. That took me like
that was drawn
like
out
3 minutes to get everything out I wanted to say. Dang.
What Keon was trying to say was
thank
that
you.
And so often, think of it this way. When you learned how to ride a bike, could you have taught somebody the second you rode it?
Exactly.
No. You needed a little bit of time on that bike to figure it out and everything, and now you can teach people how to do it. So
multiply that by like 1,000 now, because you have hundreds of exercises, thousands of exercises.
That's breaking down in the simplest form.
Right.
But, and that's kind of what is, I find key is, I'm not knocking people that just got out of college and are now personal trainers. I think that's great. been there, you know, done that, doing that.
Right. I mean, so, Tyler and I, like, shocker, are 24.
Yeah, 24, so, 25. So, not, you know, we're right there with
you. Wait, you're 25?
Well, in my head, I am.
Well, it's not till April.
I know, but it's just, I feel like it sometimes. I don't know why. I just find it easier to say 25.
Well,
and I'm also, I also know that I'm going to go through a quarter-life crisis at 25.
I'm so excited to do this.
So, I am trying to get myself mentally ready for it. I don't know. I don't want to talk about it yet.
Well, come on. No, we have to talk about it right now.
Well, no. I want to talk about this and finish this before we start.
I'm very excited about it.
But, yeah.
Because I'm going to have a massive get-together.
Spectacular.
I like parties.
yes. Or I'm more low-key with my birthday. But no, in that sense, degrees are degrees. I personally find it entertaining when it's like masters and stuff like that. I don't fully get it unless I was like an athlete.
But or that's just or, me. Or if you're going for, I mean, nutrition, like dietitians.
Yeah, dietitians.
Like, even though we kind of poo-pooed dietitians yesterday, like most of the dietitians I know continue with their education and are actually smart people.
The one thing that I would be concerned about in the degree department is when it's insert the gym degree. So it's
or
like
a certification, yeah.
Certification. So I know that, you know, the 24 hours have a certification and Bally's has a certification to their personal trainers. Those are the ones that I kind of go, maybe I should not go to them.
Right.
Anything else, I think you're 98% good with.
Right. I mean, we've talked about the top certs to look for, but as a personal trainer, look for ACE, NASM, NSCA, et cetera, CSCS. Those are all good certifications.
And I'd even say that those are, almost better than a kinesiology degree because in those degrees, they teach you how to talk to people and how to do the movements and how to, it's not just it on paper.
Mm-hmm.
So.
So also you have to ask yourself, is the person correcting me if I do something wrong? Are they just accepting the fact that I'm doing something or are they saying, hey, try this instead, offering constructive criticism? That's huge. If they're not fixing what you're doing, then you're lining up for a repetitive stress injury or blowing out your shoulder or something like that. So if you feel like you're doing something wrong, ask them and be like, oh, and if they're like, no, you're fine. I mean, you could be fine. You could be doing it fantastically well. Or, you know, I mean, just look for that. That's huge.
If it feels wrong, say something. If it still feels wrong, say something again. And then if it still feels wrong, you might want to go to somebody else.
There are exceptions to that rule, though. Because the more I learn about running.
Oh, okay.
Because running shouldn't feel comfortable at first. Running should, like, running right should feel awkward. And then doing it right,
but there's like,
the push
there's
up
like,
correctly should feel awkward.
What I'm saying is there's an awkward, and then there's like that inside you gut is telling you there's something not right here.
If it's like hurting, that's always a sign of, hey, this is wrong. Yeah, no, I feel that.
And then last, not, I don't know if this is last, if you have anything else, but something else is if they don't ask you what your goals are, how are you going to hit them?
True. I mean, in a boot camp class,
that
might not be something that they address.
And that's kind of what I was trying to grasp to Emily, was that this might not be the best thing for you.
But I don't know. I really like that style. I really am a fan of it.
If she likes that style, that's fine. But I think that if her goal is to run, I would maybe try and set up a system better that way.
Yeah, but I think her goal is to lose weight, too.
Mm-hmm.
And running isn't going to do that for her, all, you know, 100%.
Yeah.
So I think the boot camp class is fantastic. I mean, take it or leave it. Like,
it's your style. It's,
yeah.
It's if you like it or don't.
Exactly.
I'm kind of impartial to it. Like, I like it, but I don't need to do it.
I think I love it. I think they're great ways. They're fun. And, yes, going to your question about crab walks, plyo, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, we do.
We like them. We love them. just make sure that you're progressing slowly. Biggest Loser, the sad fact about it is that they don't do any progression into their exercises. They just jump right into hardcore stuff. And if it looks, I mean, you've ran some, so your bones have gotten the impact forces to build up the density. Your joints have acclimated to it. But if you jump right into massive jumping movements and you haven't done them in a while or ever,
you might get hurt.
You're probably going to get hurt. Might is stretching. Yeah. It's a 98% chance you're getting hurt. So just watch out for it. Yeah. Let's see. A good question to ask your trainer. This is one. What are the last 5 books you've read? And if I mean that gives you kind of insight into their character, and gives you kind of a feel about, are they still studying fitness? Are they still into this? Because that you're looking for a trainer who wants to do fitness as a career, not as something to get by. A lot of trainers I've worked with are just doing this as something, just
till something
gets better, or until this X project that they're working on takes off. And you don't want to work with that person. You don't want to work with the actor who's just doing training until he gets by. That's just the don't work with those people. But like they cheapen the industry, and they, you know what, like they shouldn't be there, because if they want you're working at a restaurant instead, you know, like,
yeah.
Come on.
So I think that's pretty much it.
Yeah, I think we covered most everything. If you Emily, if you have another question, pop us an email, comment on the comment section. Our email is podcast@truefitnessacademy.com. The website, truefitnessacademy.com. Yeah, I'm excited about New Year's, Tyler.
Spectacular. Do you have any plans?
I'm not sure yet. I got the invite to D's deal. Might go to that. The
casino party.
Yeah. Oh, it sounded like
James Bond themed.
James Bond themed casino party. Not sure. Let's see what happens. See what rolls out.
Sounds good.
Cool, man. Let's take us out.
2 + 2 = 4.
2 + 2 = 4. Have a great week. We'll talk to you tomorrow. I'm a man with his pickup girls. I'm a notch while I crease in his pillow. I'm a name he don't want to know. No.